welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in once again. For those of you that are out in Cork at the weekend, hopefully you've defrosted after a pretty chilly one out at Musgrave Park. Murphy, you weren't over in Musgrave Park.
No, I wasn't.
You were watching at home?
Watching it in the warmth at home.
Yeah, okay, don't rub it in. obviously not the result we were after, but 29 points and 5 tries away to Munster is not to be sniffed at.
Not at all.
A couple of days on, your thoughts?
Yeah. We gave ourselves a bit of a mountain to climb, as Murchie put it earlier. It was probably too big of a mountain to climb to climb so fast at the end of the game. But the boys put in a hell of a shift. I think there'll be a lot of learnings taken away from it as we go into Europe this week. But like I said, tough game, but learnings have been taken.
A seamless segue into parking that chat.
Buying your tickets for the weekend.
The Murphy Walker plug of the week. Go for it.
Yes. We're playing against Northampton Saints at home Friday night at
8 p.m.
I was waiting to say 7:35.
Nope.
8 p.m. Buy your tickets. There's not many left, so be fast or be last.
Indeed. Tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org for the first match of the Champions Cup overall. It's
Investec Champions Cup.
Thank you.
Get the sponsor in there.
Thank you. I believe the actual Champions Cup is going to be here, as far as I'm aware.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while. Best part of two seasons now, obviously.
Was
pretty decent. Exeter at home the last one. La Rochelle at home. Exeter at home, where we couldn't see a thing, was the penultimate one.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been. Well, we're back. We're back, baby.
We are indeed.
We're in business.
And one man who will be eagerly working away in the background. I didn't really have a seamless transition in there for you there.
I was going to say, you're working on it.
Yeah, we'll work on that one. We may as well just introduce you now. Ali Miller.
Hi.
Your Squadcast debut. How are you?
Oh, brilliant.
That's good. You look actually slightly terrified now. I don't know why.
No, I'm all good.
Good. You're not quite Ben Afshar nervous, which is always good.
A bit more experience.
Yeah.
A bit more. We'll briefly return to Musgrave Park, because obviously you were over there as one of our 24th men. One thing I know you do a lot of work behind the scenes on, our line-out. All 5 of our tries, directly, indirectly, otherwise, coming from line-outs. I mean, that's got to give you some degree of satisfaction from a playing point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ali takes all the credit for that.
To be fair, I'm more on the defensive, so I was having a good look at Munster's line-out.
Yep.
So we got 2-3 good steals.
Yeah.
And a lot of pressure on there, which is brilliant. Definitely some plaudits.
Just talk to us a little bit as well from... You're obviously, we see the match day 23 run out there, but if you are one of the 24th men for a game like Munster, what do you do? What's your role?
Carry the bags off the bus.
Yep.
First job. quite rehearsed at this.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, not well, don't you?
Yeah, myself and Shiva normally. he got out. Help with kit, help with the boys. Warm-up wise, you'll normally see us doing some passing waves. If anyone needs any, run any plays, passing, tackling on the shields. So you normally have a look and send the young boys, send the youngest guys at 24th to take the shots at the start of the game as we're warming up.
You're pulling seniority at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Lambs
yeah.
to slaughter, that's all we are.
And then... Yeah, normally two of us will be on the water as well. So yeah. I was running the H2O, the water boy. So
comms it up with Franco.
Yeah, you got your comms up with Franco, so you get all the chat coming through.
I've never been water boy with Franco. What's he like? What's the comms like?
He's good. Lot of perfect.
Are you only saying this because you now know that he listens to this podcast?
Hi, Franco. No, it's good. It's again. It's taking that knowledge from the week and trying to input as much as you can. Obviously, they can see a bit more from up in the stand, so they can start pulling triggers on certain moves and if they see any trends. So our job is to try and figure out what they're saying, because normally there's quite a lot of heat coming down the mic, figure out what they're saying and then translate that into to scope for myself. It's mostly to Scott and Richie. Give them some clear messages to take onto the pitch.
Yeah, we'll talk about your playing start to the season as well in a minute. But one thing that just
played a wee
talk
bit.
About, yeah,
that's nice.
I feel like I've just introduced you as the spare 24th man. Not
I'm
at
a
all.
Good, I'm a good 24th man. To be fair,
you are a very good 24th man. One thing we should touch on from an off-field point of view as well. A couple of weeks ago, you were out at Childline with the clans here. Just tell us a little bit about that and what you've been up to, what people can do to get involved, why we were there, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was really good. Joe got in contact from child lines. So it was mainly to go out, show face out their offices. And it's just raising the awareness for the volunteering program that they have, which is quite extraordinary that, yeah, people are there specifically looking for younger men. Was why they targeted us to get into the fan base. But again, it's just, yeah, volunteering a bit of time to sit on the end of a phone and be there for young people that need a chat. And again, it's not all, you think of Childline, it's not all really heavy topics. That's probably one of the things, two of the things that I took away from the experience. It's sometimes people just want to phone up and tell you that they've achieved something in the day that they're really proud of, that they don't have someone else to tell. Another one that I didn't quite realise was they're not always looking for an answer or a solution. It's all about having that open communication, which has been amazing. Yeah. So obviously they don't want to hear, if a child calls up, they don't always necessarily want to be told, this is what you do. It's more about how does that make you feel and how can we support you. So it was really humbling experience and great to get down to the office. So I did think Murphy Walker would be a great guy to spend his Wednesday afternoons.
My dulcet tones then the phone.
Yeah, yep.
You also do a bit of work with the guide dogs, don't you? You did a bit of work last year with that as well.
That might have been my favourite charity photo call from the entirety of last year.
Oh, really? Was it chaos? I heard it was a bit of chaos.
I missed it. I was off that day. I'm very disappointed.
No, that was brilliant. So again, I had a long-term injury last season with my lower back. So I really thought, how can I still contribute to the club while I'm off the pitch? So yeah, one of mine was I got Amy and I got a golden retriever puppy. So Bonnie, she's a year and a half now, and we thought, hey, let's reach out to the guide dogs, get them into Scotstoun, try and raise the awareness of their platform. And then obviously, who doesn't like dogs and dogs and cakes and a photographer? So you couldn't really go that wrong.
Yeah, yeah, not at all. And the dogs loved it. And I think everybody loved it that saw it that day. It was brilliant. Just before we start the squadcast, probably obviously, like we said, you have actually played this season as well. I feel like you've done a lot of stuff off the pitch as well. But how do you find you're back in action after, like you said, a bit of a longer term injury across last season? You feeling good?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think having a full pre-season under Franco was good fun. Obviously, a lot of work.
Good fun. Pre-season, crazy.
I enjoyed it. I do enjoy it. I'm
crazy.
A bit odd like that. But yeah, again, I challenged myself to build myself back up from the back end of last season. So managed to put a bit more weight on and work on my fitness. So it was really good fun. We had a lot of time off. But I really, again, was in the trenches for most of it. So it was good fun
to
come
back. Did you
actually
get much time off, or were you mostly in here?
I had the full 13 weeks.
Yeah.
But again, I was in Scotstoun four times a week in the morning.
Yeah,
it was quite nice. Yeah, you go in
doing your own thing.
Yeah, I had 2 weeks away. We headed off to Portugal to get a bit of sun. Nice. But then apart from that, I was in and around Glasgow. So you might as well use the facilities and keep everything ticking over.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed again. We'll see you back out there, assuming you're selected, if you are selected, for Friday night against Northampton in the Investec Champions Cup. Kickoff 8 p.m. Tickets, glasgowwarriors.org. Anyway, let's go. So, nice. For new listeners to the Squadcast and new guests, Ali, Murphy has control of the hat today. There are scenarios in that hat on scraps of paper, vaguely relating to your Glasgow Warriors teammates. There's also a couple on Murphy's phone that we didn't get time to add to the hat this week. Don't hold it against us. Your job, Ali, is to be yourself and keep everybody entertained and make sure that we have a spike in listeners rather than people immediately dropping off at this point.
Good luck.
Right, Murphy, get us underway.
Right, number one. Who in the squad is most likely to keep a secret, and who in the squad is most likely to, what's the other word, to keep a secret?
Gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gossip. Break a secret.
To be Isa.
Yes.
Gregor Brown's a bit of a gossip.
Loves a gossip.
He
okay.
loves a gossip. And he's always in a good mood to have a good chat. He's hanging around the kitchen and
well connected as well.
Well connected. He jumps around groups. He'd be able to transfer a so-called secret pretty quickly.
Wildfire.
Throughout the squad. Who would I trust with my darkest secrets?
We didn't say darkest. Skeletons. You've just added darkest in there.
Trustworthy. I think like a Sean Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Kennedy.
I think there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of guys in the squad. Again, Stafford McDowell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've laid a few on him. He's reliable to date.
Right, so Stafford's next week's guest. We're going to try and get those out of him.
Yeah.
No, he's dead. We're not going to do that. Would you back yourself as well? Which end of the spectrum are you on?
Don't be modest. Yeah, I reckon you're a very trustworthy guy.
No, I do. My problem is I forget. So if someone tells me a secret, I go, that's really interesting. And then it gets locked away in a little black box. And then I don't really use it again. So
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is a talent.
Like a safety deposit box of a mind. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'll back myself.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Nice.
Murph, whereabouts are you?
I'd probably say one of my closest friends, Ollie, Ross, Dobie, I trust them.
Yeah.
Jack. And say Gregor, yeah.
I feel like if Gregor listens to this, he's not going to come out of this one well.
Yeah, I know. And most other boys, to be fair, like all the older heads. I think it's someone that no one loves a wee gossip.
How about Ryan Wilson?
You read my mind there. I was just going to ask that question.
How far do you think, if he slipped up, though, it'd go pretty far?
I was going to say, I don't know what I'd tell Wills if I had a secret, because if it slipped up there, it's going to all his followers, it's going on podcasts, it's going on halftime shows.
Yeah.
And his pre-match shows that he did at the weekend, which I thought was pretty good. I wouldn't tell him a secret purely because of that. But if it was one of the boys in the current squad, I'd actually go Big Nonny. Just because I can't imagine he can keep a secret. No reason why. He just loves a wee gossip. I know, like, after all meetings and stuff, he'll come up and just listen. He won't put much input in. He'll just sit and listen. And all of a sudden, you'll just see him run away and there's a little gossiping. So that'd be my two.
Fair enough.
Alright, number two. Who in the squad is most likely to laugh in a serious situation?
Laugh.
So let's think of the most serious situation you could possibly be in.
Half time at Munster.
Yeah, Big Nons. Big Nons, as you said, he picks up on a few things. And if you get him in the right mood, he'll start giggling away.
He does enjoy a good laugh. It's all good stuff. It's all usually very funny. But
I feel demo. You get demo in a good mood.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. If he finds something funny, he'll find it funny and he'll show everyone. I think.
Yeah,
he's not too worried about what people will perceive of him.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the urge in like team meetings and stuff? Like, I can't remember what that saying is. It's like saying. Like when you're driving a car, just go, wah, and like driving to the like middle. What's that called?
I know what you mean, but yeah.
There's a word for it, or like two words for it. Like getting that urge to just do it, but you know you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
Get up and laugh in a meeting?
Just like, yeah, just to like shout or something. I've had the urge sometimes. I was like, do I have Tourette's? And I was like, imagine if I did, I wouldn't be able to stop myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you get going, you get laughing, and then the shoulders start going. That's when you know there's no return.
Yeah.
I think it was you telling us this at the Scarlets semi-final last year. You had to remove yourself from the halftime chat because you were about to start bursting out laughing as the 24th man.
Do you remember that? Obviously, Franco was giving his like halftime talk just before they needed to go out, and Shiz was like, you know how Shiz does the clock at halftime? Keeps everyone on track. And Shiz has to say like 2 minutes or whatever to go. And as Frank was like, screw, I can't remember exactly what he said, but as he's screaming, Shizzle shouted, 30 seconds. And Frank was like, completely being diverted off his track. I was like, shouts something completely random at Shiz. I remember, like, not bursting into laugh, but I was like, and I had to walk out the door because I was the creased. There's been times in meetings, I wouldn't say this season or last season, where something funny has been said and I've looked across the room and seen one of the boys and they've like, we've caught eyes with each other and it's just like, it's that moment where you just got to hold everything in. You're looking at the ground because you know if you get caught, they'll be like, what's funny? Do you want to share with the group?
There's no answer there.
Yeah, you're just like, you know you can't say whatever it is and you're just sitting there like trying not to breathe because you're just, burst into laughter.
Tom Gordon comes out with a couple of good one-liners.
Yeah.
He's not normally paying too much attention. He gets caught on the back foot in a meeting and I'll come out with an absolute corker.
Yeah. Funny. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, let's go.
Who in the squad would you back in an open mic comedy show to jump up and do a little set?
I feel like this could be the new charity gig.
Well, we were talking about this last week, myself and Jack Mann. There's actually a open mic next to the Glasgow Warriors fan base.
They're at the stand,
in the comedy club. The comedy club, and they do an open mic, I think, on Friday nights.
Yeah.
And I was saying how funny it would be if like just a group of us go down and just like have a full set ready to go.
So I went on a work night out. My previous job from here, I used to work for the Scottish FA. And it was somebody's leaving do. That was the leaving do. And that was shortly after Scotland had the fantastic enjoyment of losing 3-0 away to Kazakhstan.
Oh, tough.
So you're sat, of course, split around the place. And, of course, the audience interaction and the host. And who's the first person that gets picked on? It's my colleague. And at that point, you're trying to work out whether you tell them you work for the Scottish FA or not. So he does. And the marketing slogan at the time, which is still... like great is just nothing matters more. But at the side of the pitch, every now and then, it just goes out of the TV cameras will catch it when Scotland are, losing it. It just says nothing matters. And that was the entire basis of the set for the next 10 minutes. So that's my memory of the stand.
Yeah, we were discussing like five of us go. I was like, who could get the most laughs?
I reckon you'd put Duncan Weir up there.
Yeah.
Pretty handy, yeah.
But I feel...
dad jokes are just...
nah, I don't know if he would come with a set. I think he would just go around the room tearing everyone apart.
Yeah.
I think that would be more of an interactive thing that Dunkey's got a whip for everything. I'd back...
Dunkey's up there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of like... I'm trying to think it tells a lot of jokes, but... there's not many that are standing out to me.
Rewinding slightly, that if you're looking at people making a set for a stand-up comedy, like that's Rob Harley. Rob would make a set.
Yeah. I know another one was Grant Stewart.
Cheese
always has a joke for you. No matter what day it is, he'll come up with you and be like, he always has this little thing where he comes up to you and he like look at you like sideways and you know a joke's coming with like a slight pause and then he rattles off a joke.
Actually, if we're going on past players and seamless transition into something from this week as well. Adam Ash,
talk about sets.
Yeah.
Holy hell, this morning, big house, tech, DJ set in the gym.
Two-stepping while squatting. For 45 minutes.
Is that your particular choice of music, Melly?
I've not been out in a while. Got into a bit of Wolf Alice recently.
Oh, nice.
Taylor Swift?
Sorry.
Well, our listeners are...
I'm not judging you here.
Yeah, nice. I was laughing with the physios earlier. I was getting back into a bit of Linkin Park.
Nice.
So I don't know what that says about me, but that's normally the drive home from training.
It's not a particularly long drive home. That'd be a
numb.
On repeat, just looped.
That's it. So, I enjoyed the gym session. Nice. It was good fun to see Ashy. He was on good form.
It was unbelievable. He was like, he showed me how to do it. Like the way he explained it and showed me how to do it, it looks incredibly simple, but I know it's obviously difficult.
Yeah.
And he brought the energy. Yeah. For a Monday morning, I think the energy couldn't be any higher.
It's definitely the highest I've ever been from a Monday morning from that side of things. That was pretty intense gym session. It was just a stand outside.
I know. 129 beats per minute we're at for about the whole session, apparently, according to him. Wow.
Nice. I was saying next time you should get a few sound bites of Franco's team talks and try and mix them in.
That's a great shirt.
There we go.
Also need some lasers and some smoke machines.
If I walk into the gym next week and there's just a light show going on, I don't know who's responsible.
Light show, the whole smoke machine. Glasgow life.
Yeah, everyone getting wild. That could be amazing.
Could be.
Stay tuned.
Watch this space.
Tuned. Yeah. Okay, Ali Miller. Who in the squad is the first one up on stage for a karaoke? That's a bit similar to the comedy one, but karaoke.
You're not me.
Not you.
You're not back yourself?
Nah.
At all?
No.
Christmas social last year?
Sorry?
Christmas social last year, did you get up for the karaoke?
Probably, but that was after a few. I feel like I bring a bit of energy. I back myself. As in, you know, you just get up there, you can't go half effort on anything.
No, you can't shy away.
But refinement and
pick your
quality, not my strong point.
Yeah. I feel you there.
On stage, to be honest. Some quality songs. Try to think who's
got a good voice, because I know the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jordan Mailata.
Yeah. Unbelievable fantastic voice.
And, it's a bit of a tangent from our usual, but if you do feel like going and checking out professional sports people that can sing, Jordan Mailata would be top of your list there.
Yeah. Same with Jason Kelsey as well. He's got an all right voice on him. Because they do like a Christmas special every year where they like obviously just recover songs. And it got me thinking, because it's all the big boys doing it pretty much.
All right, we've got had a few. The Vipers, the A team were out for a few trips. We had Ben Ashfar.
Yeah,
he's
last week's guest.
The Beach,
indeed.
I love The Beach.
So he gave us a live bus trip home one time. that was good fun. Had boys on their feet.
Yeah. Hopefully not while the bus was moving. Obviously,
give it a listen. Spotify.
Also, Xander. He was in the choir.
I was gonna say so. Coming through the age grades, you always had Jamie Ritchie, Xander, all did the same Strathallan choir together. So they would always jump up and duet on the buses. So that got pretty boring pretty quickly.
There's an 1872 promo. If we feel like we need a bit of extra energy, we've got 105 tickets left. All standing. Seating is sold out for the 1872 excursion, so don't try and buy them. But yeah, bit of promo.
Yeah, we get a duet going.
Xander and Jamie. Do we...
I don't know what he's like. I remember singing Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton with him at the Leavers one at St. Luke's.
The one up by the West, the East End.
East End, St. Luke's. I should know that. I live out
there. I was
going
to say, you live like 5 minutes.
Terrible. Anyway, yes. I remember singing Dolly Parton with Xander doing a wee duet. And let's just say his choir singing has completely disappeared.
I was going to say, I'm surprised he could hold the mic. He's the sweatiest man.
Yeah. Slipping out his hands.
Team social.
It's actually horrible. He takes his top off and rings it out.
Well, it's good to know that we're back into this again, because it's taken 20 odd minutes, but you're back to slagging off Xander again. It's good to see
you. I complimented to start off with. He was a choir singer, so he was good.
Lulling him into a false sense of security.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know many other boys that have got a... You don't really see it.
Ross Thompson?
He cannot sing.
You sure?
He cannot sing.
He seems pretty well put together.
No way.
No?
I mean, he's got everything else, but he just cannot sing.
I mean, it's good to know there's one thing he can't do.
Yeah. Ollie Smith, he'll take you by surprise. I can't remember the song there, but he raps for his... if he has to do a song, he breaks out the rap. I keep forgetting.
Does ring a bell, actually did Perpignan away last year, remember that? Perhaps it's forfeit when he got a card 90 seconds into the game.
Yeah, but so he'll take you by surprise. But in terms of good voice, there's not many in the squad, to be honest. It's like a needle in a haystack here.
Fair enough.
Just thinking, Callum Norrie, he's got a Christmas special.
He does have a Christmas special.
So I think that should be SoundCloud from somewhere.
Right.
I don't know if it's still out there, but
we'll be able to find it.
The internet never forgets.
Yeah, true.
Was that
when Benny's I Like the Beach got, discovered, one of the boys chucked up being like, do you know Callum Norrie's got a song? And everyone's like, nah, there's no way. And turns out it was on SoundCloud singing Santa Baby. It is, Ali, describe it. Give us two words to describe it.
Absolutely brilliant.
Said through a grit of teeth. It's interesting. It's not everyone's cup of tea.
All right. Well, if you do find out, Enjoy.
Yeah.
Very raw.
Right.
Last one.
Last one. Who in the squad is most likely to lock themselves out their own house or flat? Have you ever had this problem?
No. I'm way too organised for that.
Diligent.
Yeah.
Diligent.
Oh, no. I thought it's a Rory Darge. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You've lived through them for a while.
Great show.
Yeah. We've got to put an arm around Rory every so often.
Yeah. He's very forgetful.
He was telling me the other day he's got a... what's the tracking?
An Apple tag.
Apple tag.
I bought him that for his birthday.
There we go.
Because he lost his wallet.
Great Christmas present. Get an Apple tag for, phones, wallets.
He lost his wallet for ages. Turns out it was like in his car. He was searched everywhere for it. So I was like, Apple tag, your birthday. Bought him it. But yeah, that's a great shout.
Yeah, he's...
like it.
Yeah, he told me that story. I think that was last week he was saying. Yeah. So, yeah, Rory Darge.
I'm trying to think of other boys that would do it. Any of the older heads?
Nah, see, I think that you look, once you get to the older heads, you get past that, don't you?
Yeah, you're too experienced. Yeah. No, too
I
well.
I cannot imagine Richie locking himself out of his house, for example.
No.
Nah.
That'd be a nightmare. Imagine being stuck
outside. How old is old?
25 and over.
Older.
More experienced.
Vintage.
Yes.
Great age.
Yeah. Rory Darge.
Yeah.
Now
we'll stick with that.
Forgetful one, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. Rory Darge can do a lot of things in this world. But, yeah.
Remembering things and knowing where he is in the world is not one of them.
Well.
Speaking from experience.
I was going to say, as long as he continues doing what he's doing on the pitch, I think everyone listening
will
be
absolutely
fine.
Complain. No one will complain.
On that note, we will call an end to this episode of the Squadcast. Thank you very much to everybody for tuning in. Ali, thank you for joining us.
You've Pleasure.
Been fantastic on your debut. Here's hoping it's not too long until the next one, although, we'll see how we go. we've still got a list of people we haven't done from last year yet.
Yeah,
Ali's
there. We're working through it.
We're working through it.
What episode is this? Like number 34,
35?
Something like that.
Yeah. Apologies it took us this long to get to you.
Honestly, no problem.
We're waiting until you got back fit and playing again.
Yeah, of course.
Painting
talk about dogs all day, I guess.
Murphy, before I dig myself any other holes.
Yep, you'll see me next week.
Yes, we will.
Buy your tickets, everyone.
Friday night, 8 p.m. Northampton Saints in the Investec Champions Cup. Get your tickets, GlasgowWarriors.org. In the meantime, he's been Ali Miller, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.